Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. The Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. This is GNN, Gregory News Network. I'm the founder, only owner, host, CEO, president of GNN, Gregory News Network and shows since 1999. Today is January 17th, 2016. Today is also the 22-year anniversary of the Northridge earthquake. Can you believe that? 22 years ago, the Northridge earthquake happened. It was just 10 days after my wife and I got married that the earthquake hit here in the Los Angeles area. It was the biggest natural disaster in American history up until Hurricane Katrina. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Lord, fill me with your Holy Ghost, your Holy Spirit, so I can walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Bless this 15-minute live show here on blogtalkradio.com/quickband70. In Christ Jesus' name I pray. I'm asking these things. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, it's the 22-year anniversary of the Northridge quake today, ladies and gentlemen. And to say the least, we're getting ready for another big earthquake. And it could strike at any time. Coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/quakeman70. And now I'm going to read out of the Word of God. Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/quakeman70. This is Psalm 107. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Before he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. I got to keep it down because there's other people who live here. Such as sit in darkness in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. And before he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. I'm glad you're listening to my live radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. com/QuakeBand70. Yeah, today's the 22-year anniversary of the Northridge earthquake. It doesn't seem like 22 years. I went through it with millions of people here in the Los Angeles area. If you need to contact me, you can on my cell phone after this broadcast, 904-575-8797. If you have a prayer request of any kind, give me a call, 904-575-8797. And this is only a 15-minute live broadcast. God willing, I'll put this up on my Facebook and also on my Twitter. Check out my Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and on Twitter at Gregory of News. And this is a live radio broadcast, and, you know, God is good. God will never fail, ladies and gentlemen. He will never fail. And please, now listen to me. I care about you. I love you. Now, I'm not perfect. I make a lot of mistakes, as everybody knows, but I do repent, believing and trusting the Lord. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. A lot of people on the internet are saying World War III has begun. I hope not. I like to live, too. You know, I love living. And yesterday I was up at the Universal City Walk in Hollywood. You know, I've been on the air since 1999. That's 17 years. And, you know, anywhere I go, people are taking my picture. They follow me around. They lie about me, defame my character. You think that's easy to go through, ladies and gentlemen? It's not easy to go through that. And, a special shout out to my ex-wife, Christy. I still care about you. I still love you. And if you're listening to this live broadcast, don't ever forget, I still care about you. Now, I made a lot of mistakes during our marriage. We all make mistakes. But, you know, God is good. God is good. God never makes a mistake. Ever. All right, I'm going to read just a little bit more here out of the book of Psalms. This is Psalm 107. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. And they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. And, you know, God is good, ladies and gentlemen. He gives us the air to breathe, food to eat, people to care about. And please don't ever lose sight of that. Yeah, boy. Still have about 7 minutes left of this live broadcast, and let me read more out of the Holy Word of God. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heavens, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted. Because of trouble, they reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them into their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness and the water springs into dry ground. A fruitful land into barrenness for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation. And sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also so that they are multiplying greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again they are diminished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. I'm going through a lot of oppression and affliction and sorrow. Please pray for me. He poureth contempt upon princes and causeth them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction and maketh them families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. That was Psalm 107. And coming to you live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Stand by. Did you talk to Annette? Is she coming down soon? And going to church this morning, to Faith Baptist Church in Canoga Park, God willing, for the morning service. They're located on Santa Croix Street and Farallon. And the time right now is 7:11. Still got about 3.5 minutes left of this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Remember, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary more than 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose by the almighty power of God from the grave on the third day, over 2,000 years ago. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. He's alive forevermore. He arose from the grave on the third day, over 2,000 years ago, after his earthly ministry. Read the Bible, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor, me, James William Gregory Jr., called of God. The Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior forever. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For whosoever shall call in prayer upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We're not guaranteed tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. We're not guaranteed the rest of this day. When God wants us, he will get us. 90 seconds to go of this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Like I said, later on, God willing, I'll put this up on my Facebook and at James W. Gregory Jr. and on Twitter at Gregory of News. At symbol GregoryOfNews. And going to be wrapping up, less than 1 minute to go on this live broadcast, and going to be wrapping up, ladies and gentlemen. Today's the day of salvation. Call upon the Lord right now and say, "Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve hell, but by the grace of God, please save my soul," and he will do so. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Okay, so we're going to be wrapping up, ladies and gentlemen. Coming to you here from the Los Angeles, California area. Today is January 17th, 2016. It is the 22-year anniversary of the Northridge quake. Be ready, California. Another big earthquake could strike at any moment. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe big earthquakes are judgments from God to let people know that God is in control of everything. 10 seconds to go. My name is James William Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, GMN Gregory News Network. You have a great day. God bless you. Go to church, Bible-believing church. Take care.